Issues, Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, is author of our Book of the Month for November, Five Things You Can Do to Live a Jesus-Centered Life. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Five Things You Can Do to Live a Jesus-Centered Life by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for November, Five Things You Can Do to Live a Jesus-Centered Life.
Ladies and gentlemen, the victors of the 74th Hunger Games, Katniss Everdeen and Peter Mallark.
Hamish, please, please just help me get through this trip.
This trip doesn't end when you get back home.
Chins up, smiles on.
There she is, Katniss Everdeen, the girl on fire!
People are looking at you, Katniss. You've given them an opportunity. They just have to be brave enough to take it.
Her entire species must be eradicated.
Her species, sir?
The other victors. Because of her, they all pose a threat. Because of her, they all think they're invincible.
Just a little bit of the trailer for the movie The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, the second of these movies. And I understand they're already filming the third and the fourth and I think even a fifth. I'm not sure. I haven't followed the books closely enough, but they are certainly catching the imagination of moviegoers everywhere. Some people see in these films a commentary on American life today and the entertainment culture under which we live. Is there more to that than just social commentary in the latest film, Hunger Games: Catching Fire? Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. We're coming to you live on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us for the next hour. We're going to review the movie Hunger Games with Pastor Ted Giese for the first few minutes of this hour. And then we're going to be doing Christ in the Old Testament today, Isaiah chapter 2, the first few verses, the Mountain of the Lord. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest. Join us with questions or comments, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Pastor Ted Giese is a regular guest. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's associate pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and he's a regular contributor to the Canadian Lutheran magazine. Ted, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
You say this latest installment in the Hunger Games films is a study in hope. What do you mean by that?
Well, when you look at the trailer, you wouldn't think that that's what it's necessarily about, because it is this kind of post-apocalyptic, dystopic future where a remnant of humanity is left and largely put down upon by a small group of very rich, powerful people. But in that first movie, the one that came before this, it was really grim. There wasn't a lot of hope. At the very end, you started to get a glimmer of hope. This movie is about a growing sense of hope, and that is focused on the central character of Katniss Everdeen, played by Jennifer Lawrence.
Take us into the world of the Hunger Games in a general sense, kind of reviewing how we got to this point in the storyline. But what's the world? You said dystopic. What is the world of the Hunger Games?
It's a kind of broken future where you have a small, all of the countries that you know of now are gone, and you have this 13 different districts and a capital district in the middle, that and that's all of what you see in the book and in the film. You only hear about the 13th district because it was destroyed at some future, at previous point in the storyline, and it's actually every year after the destruction of the 13th district, which is where an uprising came from, after the capital destroyed that.